Excuse me? Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. Apologies. I couldn't help but notice that you seemed a bit lost. What gave it away? I've been kinda staring down at your phone with a confused look at your face and then looking around at the streets. Yeah, it's kinda obvious. Are you looking for a specific place in particular? Oh, I see. You know that hotel that you're mentioning? It's in the next city over. And that's about a hour away, so, might have booked the wrong flight to somewhere else. Yeah, I mean, almost around there. Well, no worries about that. Do you need help at all? Are you sure? I mean, I know we're just strangers. I don't want to come off in any weird way. I don't want to seem like an axe murderer or something. But, you know, I just thought I'd offer to help. Yeah, of course. Well, it is pretty late. And, let's see. You might not be able to find a ride this late, so... Hey, how about this? I know, you know, it may be a little too soon, but I don't mind if you were to maybe tag along with me. I'm just headed back to my place. It's just like a couple blocks away. What am I doing out this late? Usually I just walk around late at night just to get the fresh air. Usually inside all day, so... Not much, and I really don't like the sun. Yeah, no, look, if this is too much at all, I completely understand. Coming into a stranger's home and, you know, staying the night. I mean, you don't have to. I mean, it's completely up to you if you really, really want to. It's just, I know how annoying it can be trying to get something last minute and then wasting even more money for it. So hey, don't worry about it. In the morning, I'll drive you to your hotel. How about that? And nothing in return. Well, maybe your kidneys. I'm joking. Okay, sorry. My apologies. Didn't quite hit the tone with that one. But look, you got nothing to worry about. Just follow me back, and then in the morning, you'll be right there at your hotel. I promise. Look, we can even shake on it. I'm not going to steal your kidneys. Great. I'm glad we can find some understanding. Yeah, no. Just come follow me then. Don't gotta worry. And you can walk behind me too, alright? I'm not gonna pull any funny business on you. Alright, come on.
And here we are. I'm so sorry about the mess, by the way. I wasn't really expecting anyone home, and so usually I'm pretty clean. It's just one of those days. There we go. There you go. Welcome to mi casa. Yeah, it's not too much to really look at, but What can you do? Oh, yeah, please. I only have one room, so you're probably gonna have to sleep on the couch, but hey, better than nothing. Or I do have a air mattress as well, or a sleeping bag, or hey, maybe you do like sleeping on the floor. Either way, one of those options, you can sleep out here.
Don't mind my cat as well. She can be a bit of a scaredy cat. But don't worry, she'll warm up to you.
No time. Okay. You know what? It's not too late. You don't gotta turn in now, you know? Yes, this is the part where I start harvesting your organs. But no, really. You know, why not get to know each other, maybe? You know?
Wouldn't hurt.
I mean, I am letting a stranger into my home after all, so it's the least you can do.
Yeah.
Alright, well, take a sit over here. Come on. See, that wasn't that bad. Now, tell me all about you and your trip. What have you been up to? Ah, really? I see. So you're just visiting. I wonder. Is it perhaps for family? Maybe friends? Or perhaps... It was mainly a joke, come on. Oh, it isn't for our girlfriends. Wait, it's just for you? You travel alone? I mean, I could see the appeal. But I don't know how anyone could travel alone. So far away with nobody near them that they know.
But don't you ever get... lonely.
I know I do. Being in my room practically 24/7. Frustrated. Confused. Pent up. Maybe me and you have more in common than we first thought. And if that's the case, let's not be lonely anymore.
Something like this for so long. I'm so happy I found you out there. Magical feeling. Mm. I know you've been needing this too, huh? Traveling all alone, with no one to take care of you. Well, I'm here now. I'll make sure to take real good care of you. As long as you help me to. I mean, you practically already are. I hope I'm not too heavy. Sitting on your lap like this. It's the least you can do. After all, I'm letting you stay here free of charge. Now, let's see what you have in store for me. I can feel how warm it's getting down there. Actually, let's just take this off. You won't be needing this anyways. Oh my. Look at you. I can just stare at you all day. You're hoping this would. Let's take these off. Damn right I'm weaker. As you know, the last time I've had something like this, I haven't used my toy in forever either. Thank you. too, right? I really need to feel you inside of me. Oh, I need your dick deep inside of me. Give it to me, please. Please give it to me. Don't need to use a condom. That would be such a waste of your cum. I need to feel it raw. I don't know when's the next time I'm gonna be able to feel something like this again. No, you stay right there on the chair. You don't have to worry. Let me take care of you. So hesitant at first, but now you're really letting go. Oh, fuck. That feels so good. Oh. Are you ready? Ready to give me that fucking dick of yours? I bet you are. Fuck yes. Oh,
tell me how bad you want to come inside me. Oh, I can feel you throbbing. Oh, you want to knock me up, don't you? Oh, you bad boy. Fuck. Oh, sorry. Oh, let me tell more. Don't fucking stop. Don't you dare fucking stop. Fuck. I'm gonna come. You fucking better. I want you to fucking breed me, you hear me? That is your only purpose to me. It's to get me pregnant. That's right. Do it. Give it to me. Fuck. Right there. Right inside me. Go deeper. Can't let any drop escape. It's gonna go right inside my womb. Just like that. Hitting those deepest parts inside of me. Holy shit. Fuck. I can't believe we just did that. Holy fuck, he came inside of me. No, I'm not sad. I'm not upset. Frustrated. My mind doesn't give a fuck. All that matters is that it felt so fucking good. It seems like I might have drained you a bit too hard. Might have been a little too much. Or maybe not enough. Oh, fuck. I don't even want to move. I just kind of want to lay here for a bit. Sitting on your lap. Our sweat combining. You know, maybe I don't have to take you to your hotel tomorrow. You could stay here just a little bit longer until your plane ride back home. It'd be a real shame if I didn't get to see you again. I knew you wouldn't object. That felt way too good. My mind still feels so... I don't even know what to say. Let's just lay here for a bit. Let our energy come back. If I fall asleep on you, it's okay. You're comfy anyway.